listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish continues our series on the interpretation of tongues by helping you learn how to recognize when the Holy Spirit is prompting you to interpret. We'll talk about how this gift flows, how to discern the right timing, and how to step out in faith without stepping into confusion. And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. We have spent the last 2 days building a foundation for understanding the interpretation of tongues. What it is, why it exists, and the importance of guarding its purity. But today, I want us to get very practical. How do we know when the Holy Spirit is prompting us to interpret? How can we recognize His leading so that we step out in faith and not in the flesh? Well, Paul gives us a starting point in our key verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 13. It says, "Therefore, one who speaks in a tongue is to pray that he may interpret." Notice the posture. Pray. This is not a gift that we operate in by willpower or personal decision. You don't hear a tongue and think, "All right, I'll figure that out." This is a supernatural work of the Spirit, and it begins with the dependence on Him. Now, when you pray for interpretation, you're positioning yourself to hear from God. But the way He reveals the meaning of a tongue is often different than we expect. It's not usually like reading a teleprompter in your mind. More often, it's a sense, a phrase, an impression, an inner knowing that begins to form in your spirit. And here's the key. As you step out in faith to speak what He gives, He continues to supply the rest. This is the same way prophecy flows. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 30, Paul says, "But if a revelation is made to another who is seated, then the first one is to keep silent." Revelation comes. It's given in the moment by the Spirit, not conjured up ahead of time. And once it's given, you have a choice. Will you speak in obedience, or will you hold back in fear? Now, recognizing the Spirit's prompting starts with sensitivity. That sensitivity is developed in the secret place, not in the middle of a public service. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 27, "My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." You have to know His voice before you can respond to it in front of others. That means cultivating a lifestyle of listening, in prayer, in worship, in the Word. I think about Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 19. He was desperate to hear from God, and the Lord showed him a powerful wind, then an earthquake, then a fire. But the Lord wasn't in any of those. And then came a gentle whisper, and that's where God was speaking. And sometimes that's the Spirit's prompting for interpretation. It's like a whisper. It's quiet. It's easy to miss if you're distracted or spiritually dull. But when you're tuned in, you recognize it instantly. And timing is also crucial. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 27, Paul says, "If anyone speaks in a tongue, it must be by two or at most three, and each one in turn, and one is to interpret." Interpretation flows in order. That means if someone is already speaking an interpretation, you don't cut them off. You wait. You discern. You trust the Spirit's timing, because He is a God of peace, not confusion. Now, another key to recognizing the Spirit's flow is peace. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 says, "Let the peace of Christ to which you were indeed called in one body, rule in your hearts. That word rule means to act as an umpire, to decide what is safe and in bounds. If you sense an urgency that's driven by anxiety, fear, or self-promotion, that is not the Spirit. But if there is a holy boldness, a calm confidence in your heart, that's a sign that He is prompting you to move. We also need to be aware that sometimes the Spirit will give the interpretation to the same person who gave the tongue. And Paul's instruction in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 13 makes that clear. The one who speaks in a tongue should pray to interpret. And other times, he will give it to someone else. That means that we have to be open to God using any vessel that He chooses, not just the ones that we expect. But let me just say this. Stepping out in this gift takes courage. You may not feel 100% certain in your natural mind, but the goal is not natural certainty. It is spiritual obedience. And that's why Paul tells us to walk by faith, not by sight. When the Spirit prompts you, you speak, not because you trust yourself, but because you trust Him. And that's why I love what Jesus says in John chapter 16, verse 13. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak on His own, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will disclose to you what is to come. The Spirit's role is to guide us into truth. When He prompts you to interpret, you can trust that what He's giving you will be true, will glorify Jesus, and will edify His people. But remember, just because you sense something doesn't mean that you must blurt it out. Part of recognizing the flow of the Spirit is knowing when to speak and when to hold it. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11 says, "A fool always loses his temper, but a wise person holds it back." Wisdom listens first, waits for confirmation, and then obeys when the timing is right. So if you're unsure, submit what you're sensing to spiritual leadership. In Acts chapter 13, when the prophets and teachers in Antioch were worshiping the Lord, the Holy Spirit spoke, "Set Barnabas and Saul apart for me, for the work to which I have called them." That word was received, tested, and confirmed by the leadership before action was taken. And in the same way, an interpretation can be quietly shared with a leader for confirmation, if you're still learning to discern the Spirit's voice. The more you yield to the Spirit, the more familiar His prompting will become. And over time, you'll grow in confidence, not in yourself, but in Him. You'll begin to recognize that inner nudge, that stirring in your spirit, that sense that God is about to speak through you. And when that happens, your job is simply to be the vessel, to open your mouth and to let Him fill it. Psalm chapter 81, verse 10 says, "I, the Lord, am your God, who brought you up from the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it." That's the heart of this gift. You open in faith, He fills in power. So today, I want to challenge you. Ask the Lord to make you sensitive to His prompting, both in private and in public. Pray in tongues in your own prayer time, and then ask Him for understanding of what you're praying. This isn't always the same as the public gift, but it will train your ear to recognize His voice. And then, when the moment comes in a gathering, you will be ready, not to perform, but to serve. Now, tomorrow, we are going to talk about the role of order, unity, and leadership in the operation of this gift, and how the church can create a safe place for tongues and interpretation to flow without fear or confusion. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awaken Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.